Blog Talk Radio.
I'm Holly Hood. Arrogant, don't I look good? Marilyn Monroe. Drop dead, poke body, love pink, red bombshell, Dukes on my bottom, red long hair, sex simple, should be on Jimmy Kimmel, body chain my name, Prince simple, in the club, with the D-ball, E-class, put the P-boy, do a suicide, A-O-D, I'm a knockout, K-O-D, baby on the sheet, toilet stop, dude, and I don't steam, come a showstopper. Call it Karen Hilton. Fountain Blue. We don't do the Hilton. Pretty girl, Bree. Bitch, I'm her bazillion. I'm Holly Hood. Arrogant. Don't I look good? Marilyn Monroe. Diva. Take your pick. Such a queen. Check a bow of lipstick. Marilyn Monroe. Oh. I'm going blonde. I think I'm Marilyn. So I bought my Marilyn. Sexy meat, friend requests keep blowing up. Paparazzi snap it while my dress keep blowing up. Shake my jelly, French man and panty. Taking man into the game, looking great in panties. Had a 20, since I was 13. Now I'm 20, got them boys all thirsty. Where you cook, hold it up. It's toast to the bread that they throwing up. He say I'm the greatest of all time. He say I'm the finest of all fine. Got male groupies. She all mine. Got male groupies who say she all mine. These ain't Giuseppe, that's what I call blind. You getting more paper than me, that's what I call line. I'm Holly Hood. Arrogant, don't I look good? Marilyn Monroe. Diva, take your pick. Such a queen, check a bow of lipstick. Marilyn Monroe. Monroe, the money fast, cause she shook the ass slow. She white girl with it, get the cash flow.
She white girl with it, get the cash flow.
But I be the best dressed when we get to the club. Black shades on my eyes, you can't even see her. Now you see me on your iPad, holding Brie up. Why you showing all your homies like, damn, you see her? I'm Holly Hood. Arrogant, don't I look good? Marilyn Monroe. Diva, take a pick. Such a queen, check a bow of lipstick. Marilyn Monroe.
That song was like 18 minutes and 67 seconds and three quarters. Too damn long. Who want to hear a song that long? Nobody want to sit here and hear that song. I came on at 11:03 and it's 11:07. That is too long for a song. I like that song, but Marilyn Monroe, girl, you need to cut that song in half. Ain't nobody going to have no time to sit down and listen to a whole 10-minute song. Nobody want to hear a song for 10 minutes. We heard what you, and then you keep repeating Marilyn Monroe. Ain't nobody, Marilyn Monroe. Marilyn Monroe is not here no more. Can everybody just let her rest in peace, first of all? Anyways, I want to welcome everybody to another great episode of Hot Sugar right here on Dolls Radio. Heaven Hollywood is not here with us tonight, you guys. He will be back. He's out of the country. He'll be back next week with us, so... You know, I'm here in control of the show, of course. You know, yeah, whatever. Let me see. Do we have any of our other co-hosts on the line? Hola.
Hello.
Hello. Yes.
Hello, hello. Hey, what's up?
So we got James Acevedo is going to stand in for Heaven tonight.
Yes.
And is there anybody else to Heaven? I mean, hot Heaven.
Well.
James, that's on the phone.
because we both sound alike. I'm gonna take a chance here. I'm not saying this is, but I'm gonna take a chance. When you're living life, it's about taking chances anyway. So what the hell?
Yes.
Let's try this. Hello.
Is anybody there? Is my other co-host there, Miss O.D., Ari?
No.
Okay. That's a no. Okay.
That's a no. I think
Ari is something 526. Do you see that number on there?
No, I don't see something 526. No.
Okay, Ari's not on there. I don't think it's Ari's week though. Ari is next week because she was next last week when we weren't on.
Yeah, you're right. Okay. You're absolutely right. Yeah, you're right.
Okay. I think Miss O'Dean's number is, I'm not sure. Heaven runs the board, so I don't know the numbers. Miss O'D,
okay.
If you're on, hit James up. Hit us up
just
on
press
Twitter.
One.
Hit me up on Twitter.
Press
just
one.
Press one right now if you're on the line, so we'll know that issue. Just press one.
Yeah,
if you guys want to talk out there, you press one. That means that you want to talk. If you don't press one, then we think you just want to listen, and that's great, too. So we're going
to
get started. What do you say?
And the chat room is up.
Okay, chat room is up. So, and we never opened a chat room in the show, and we're going to start doing that starting today.
Okay.
We're going to start opening up this chat room because we definitely want you guys to come in the chat room and chat with us. And I know you guys are not used to it, but we're going to do it because I think it's the right thing to do. So I want to start with some news.
Ooh.
And some entertainment gossip.
Nice.
Now, I know that Chris Brown, I mean, he's been in the news and the gossip news a lot lately because everybody knows he has a little baby called Royalty. Her name is Royalty. She's so beautiful.
Not related to Angela, is it?
Huh?
Not related to Angela, is it?
No, it's not related to Angela.
Okay, good.
But they're about the same color.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it might be Angela's baby. Oh, God.
Not to Angela.
No, but, you know,
yes.
I'm looking at all the reports coming out about this baby. Now, this baby is getting more news reported on it than a grown person. This baby is already in the news. Can you imagine when this child goes to school when it's like seventh grade? And she's like, what are you talking about? You're not relevant. I've been relevant since I was two. This little baby is in the news. She has people talking about her. She has her own Instagram. And I'm pretty sure she got more followers than most of our listeners.
Are you serious? Oh, my God.
Yes.
That's crazy. That's ridiculous. People have better things to do than it's a little baby crying out loud. This is ridiculous.
Don't judge.
I mean, this is stupid. What's
don't
next?
Judge.
Are baby balls going to have followers too, you know, on Twitter?
My dog, Mina, has her own Twitter, and
yes.
She has over 200 followers. So don't do that. Don't judge.
No comment. woof, let's move on.
I'm just saying, I think that it could be a good thing and a bad thing because when you kind of introduce your child to the spotlight, I mean, honestly, I don't know if I would want my child so much in the spotlight.
Exactly.
Because it can be a good thing and it could be a bad thing, you know? You got crazy people out there or people don't know how to back off. People, you know, this baby is getting so popular that people want a picture of her and, you know, this and that. And I think that's kind of dangerous because these photographers, if the picture becomes to be so valuable, you know, the same thing with Kanye West's daughter.
Mm-hmm.
That people, sometimes they want a picture more of North than Kim. And I think that it can be a little dangerous. And I know they got that new law where you cannot do that to a child where, like, you know, just barn bottom when they have the children with them. But some people don't care. They're trying to get that money. And I think it's kind of scary, and I would be kind of scared in that position if my child was, everybody know who they are, they know their face. I don't know if I would want my child on Boss Up and all these other gossip sites every other day. I just don't know. They're just kind of weird for me.
Yeah, because that's what I was about to ask you. You're saying there's, it could be good and bad, so what's the good part of it? Because everything I've heard
is
bad.
You know what? It's no good part. Honestly, I can't even think of nothing.
Exactly.
I mean, the good part is if they were of age and they wanted to get into the entertainment industry. But
that's different.
It's no good part of it because this child is like, what, 1 year old?
Oh,
so
that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
I can't think of nothing.
I can't.
You know, these sickles out there. I'm just saying. I'm not saying everybody, but you know what I'm saying. When it's going to stop, that's crazy. It's like, I don't know. I don't feel right about that. Just weird.
I don't feel right about it either. I hope they get it together and say, you know what? No more pictures of our baby. You know, we want her to have a normal childhood. Because
absolutely.
If you know the celebrities, sometimes they you know, the kids kind of have it rough because they've been in the spotlight so long that their every move is under, like, a telescope. You know, everything, I mean, under a microscope. Everything is being monitored. And everybody wants to see what you're doing next and when you're going to mess up. So I really think that it's not a good thing. If it was me, I would definitely make sure my kids were more private, protected, because I wouldn't want them in the spotlight so much, you know? Because it's nobody's business. It's nobody's business. Let my
absolutely
child be a child.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, I just feel, I don't know, I just feel strange about it. I mean, if I was in that famous level and I have children, I just don't feel right about putting them out there like that. Now, when they become of age and if they want to follow in my footsteps, that's a different story.
That's their option.
Exactly.
They make that decision, not you.
Mm-hmm.
So moving on, also I want to talk about, because, you know, Karrueche or whatever had her interview with Ariana, what's her name, whatever her last name is.
By the way, I hate to interrupt. Maybe we have one of our peoples. Yeah, I'm going to take another chance. Should I take this chance? Because they did press one. Should I take this chance? Let's see.
Take the chance.
Here we go. Let's see. Okay. Is this Miss O.D. or Ori?
This is Miss O.D.
Hey, it's Miss O.D., yes.
How you doing?
I made it.
Listen, let me just say real quick, because I know you guys moved on to the next topic. But
yeah, you didn't get
she's doing it because she still needs to stay relevant. As long as people talk about the baby, they can't keep talking about the fact that she's showing her naked ass. So she's doing it to stay relevant.
Right. So do you think it's the mother, like the baby mom? Because we don't know her name. I know royalty's name. I don't know the baby mama name.
I think it's Naya or Nia or something like that. I think it's something like that.
That's her name.
I know her Instagram is like Nia Baby or _ Nia or something like that.
Okay, that's way too much information.
I ain't gonna remember all that.
Way too much. But yeah, go ahead.
What do you think, being a woman, Ms. O.D., what do you think about what I said about celebrities having their children just too much in the spotlight? Like, what do you feel about that? If that was you as a mother, would you pull your child, you know, a little bit?
I think it depends on the caliber of celebrity we're talking about. Because if you notice, Kim is always photographed with Northwest, is that her name?
Yeah, Southeast. Yeah.
Kim is always photographed with her, but if you notice, you don't never see Blue Ivy that much. You don't never see Sierra's baby that much. You know what I'm saying? Like, it depends on the caliber of artist you are. I feel like she doesn't really have she doesn't have a real talent. So any way that she could find to stay relevant, she needs to do so. It's a life and death thing for her.
Wow. Right.
It's just good. That goes to show you, even with all them the millions they've made, it's just about still staying on top at all costs.
Right, all the time, of course, and especially because she was looked at as a sex symbol. So to her, any lack of attention that she's getting, she correlates that to, I am no longer sexy. I am no longer desired.
Right.
I feel like that's how she looks at it.
Right. Honestly, I think Kim I love Kim. Kim can be a little attention whore sometimes.
Yeah, I love her for a different reason, but anyway.
But I like her.
Yes.
I respect her hustle.
No doubt.
You know, I just don't like when I see the kids. I just feel sorry for the kids.
Yeah.
Because I think the kids don't have a decision in this, and I think they kind of get dragged into this entertainment industry, if you want to call it. And I think they, you know, I wouldn't really introduce my child until they got to the age where they could be like, well, Mom, I don't mind being photographed or, you know, being out. Like, I look, it's some celebrities who really like Beyonce, who you don't ever see. To see Blue Ivy, it's like, oh, my God, that you know, because you don't see her all the time.
So
I think that's a good thing because you should give them that space. Look what happened to Michael Jackson and them. Michael Jackson did not have a regular childhood.
Yeah.
They were exposed to the industry at a very early age. So when that happens, these kids, they can't grow up normal like your kids because they're exposed to something totally different. The whole world is looking at them. And I just think that if your kids, if my kids were in the spotlight like that, I don't think they will be, it will be kind of too much, too stressful. Because they're kids. They already go to high school. Come on, if they're going to high school or middle school, that's enough stress. So we don't need to have them on the front cover for what they're wearing. You know how they do the Smith kids. They're always talking about Jaden. They're always talking about the little girl, how she looks like a boy and how the boy looks like a girl. I just think it's kind of messed up. Like, come on, they're kids. Let them be kids.
Yeah.
Like, why are we talking about them? Right. And moving on, we're going to move on. We're going to do our announcements, James, so if you could cue them up real quick, we'll come back.
Yes.
And we'll do some more topics. I want to talk about also Emerald, because I'm so tired of her. Her and Wiz Khalifa are thinking about getting back together. Nobody cares. I hope they get back together so they can just go away and disappear and go to an island and just shut up. I'm tired of them. So if we can cue up the announcements, we'll come back and talk about them, and we'll move on, and we'll go into our topic for the night. So just stay tuned if you want to talk, 646-595-4038, and we'll be back. Dollhouse Radio.
You are tuned in to Dollhouse Radio, home of the indie artist and the hottest station on the net. We are live 7 days a week with 17 shows hosted by the sexiest host. Find out more about the Dollhouse Radio family by visiting our website at www.dollhouseradio.com. Find out the latest celebrity and adult entertainment gossip and indie music news on our Hot Sugar blog daily. We are looking to showcase the best in indie music this year. Interested in getting your music in rotation or having your video featured on our website? Be sure to send your music submissions in to dollhouseradiomusic@gmail.com. All music submissions must contain a bio or one sheet, promotional photos, and your music in MP3 format. Or purchase one of our promo packages on the Dollhouse Radio website to get guaranteed airplay, guaranteed interviews, and guaranteed video features. Businesses and promoters, are you looking to advertise your brand or event on Dollhouse Radio? Email your inquiries to Head of Promotions at Brian, that's B-R-I-A-N, DollhouseRadio@gmail.com. Interested in joining the Dollhouse Radio family? Got a hot show concept? Email DollhouseRadio@gmail.com and you might be the next show on our roster. Our Spotlight Artists of the Month are Sheree Lurie, Nuria Afonso, Heroine, Raphael, Carla Page, Young Peach, and Mila J. Coming this spring, Launchpad Radio returns, hosted by the legendary Ian Burke. Keep up with everything Dollhouse Radio by following us on Twitter at Dollhouse_radio, and be sure to sign up on our mailing list on the website. And now, back to your program.
All right, we're back. Thank you guys so much for letting us take that moment to have our announcement.
Yes.
Now,
beautiful.
I want to also ask my co-host, if there's any gossip news that you guys want to talk about, that you just need to talk about real quick, let me know, and we'll bring it up. Just bring it up if you guys, so I want to give you guys the opportunity to.
Go ahead, Ms. Odi.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Speaking of which, anybody seen that video of Plies getting bum rushed on the stage?
Mm-mm.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yes,
and
yes.
Tell me about it. Listen, I don't know what in the Jesus name happened. This dude went up on stage talking to him. He's all face to face, and Plaza told him, like, you know, we two dudes, man. You know, we too close to be two dudes standing next to each other. We too close right here, man. And I guess color money is his safe word for his security or something. So in the midst of him talking to this dude about how close they are, he keeps saying color money, color money. out of nowhere, this dude bear hugged him and flipped himself backwards right off the stage.
Damn.
I mean, wow. Oh my gosh.
Wow.
Is
he seriously hurt?
Have to go see that one.
No, no, he was okay because his security stepped in ASAP Aruski. You know, but I'm kind of upset that they even let it get that far. Like, why you even let that man stand so close to him for so long?
Right.
I couldn't say if it was a female. But, I mean, what dude you know is going to stand that close to a dude and not try to cause him harm?
Wow.
Right.
Yeah, that is crazy. What the hell?
And not only that, and then he was acting reckless at the casino in Queens this weekend. Oh, my goodness.
Really?
There was a giant brawl at the Renata Casino in Queens, the Aqueduct Racetrack.
Oh, I know what that is. Yeah. I know that spot.
Yeah. They opened up a brand new Fat Tuesdays, and apparently niggas felt the need to jump somebody up there. I mean, the video is all over Instagram and World Star. It's ridiculous. Like, and the caption everywhere, black people can't have nothing.
But, you know, why do you think that is? Why do you think that is, Miss OG? Because, like,
you
we always complain, like, oh, we don't ever get nothing and nothing ever comes here. And this is what happens when we get something. We get new things to come into our place, our areas, and we can't even go to a damn concert or a casino because you're acting crazy.
Yeah,
you know what happens? When it's new, everybody wants to come and show out. And what happens is everybody who got beef is all going to be at the same place, and they don't know how to contain their attitude and their problems. They don't know when to say this isn't the time or the place. They take it upon themselves to pop off wherever and whenever, and that's why we can't have anything, because we're trying to come together. Everybody wants to experience everything at the same time. You all end up in the same area, and then everybody, there's that one group that wants to be ignorant, and sit there on some
You can't have too many black people in one place. That don't work out anyway.
Exactly.
That's why they don't have the sauce awards no more.
That is so funny.
That's why they don't have the sauce awards no more. You can't have that, you know, after a certain time.
That jumped on my foot. It's crowded in here.
Exactly. This is in the club ready to tear each other's face off. Bitch, you stepped on my shoes. This, like, yo, there's like 49 people in this little 5x5 area, bitch. What you want me to do?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Those cheap-ass shoes you got on Charlotte Russe. Nobody's trying to step on those cheap-ass shoes. You got buy one, get one free. Nobody's trying to step on those shoes.
Yeah, no one wants to step on those shoes from Payless.
Girl, bye. You wouldn't be in this club with no damn expensive shoes on anyway.
Exactly.
And then you got to throw in the fact, what if some of these people are claustrophobic? Oh, on top of that, oh boy.
If you're claustrophobic, you're asking me to stay the fuck home. Don't go to no motherfucking club. What the fuck is wrong with you?
The hell are you doing at the club? Right.
Serious?
Hey.
What are you doing at the club?
You're crazy ass.
Yeah, I think you should stay away from there, period. Regardless how big or small it is, you never know. You know, clubs just spell trouble. That's what I say about it.
Did you have any news you wanted to report?
Do I have anything? Not at this moment, no. I'm looking. I'll see if I find something. If I do find something that intrigues me, I'll definitely bring it up. But I don't have
nothing
right now.
I want to bring up the fact that everybody keep coming back with the Michelle Obama and Obama monkey word. I want to know where this is coming from, because I'm hearing it too much, and it's really getting on my ass and nerves, because I want to know where it's coming from.
Oh, that Raven Simone comment?
Yeah, you had Raven Simone, then you had somebody recently who called Obama a monkey, and of course they were not black, and I have an issue. Why are people so in another period, another era, if you want to say, and it's disrespectful, period. But why, it's 2015, why are we still doing stuff like this? Why are we saying racist comments? Or, honestly, I shouldn't even be mad about that, because are we monkeys? No, right?
No.
So I shouldn't be upset about that. But I just kind of feel that it's 2015 and we're still having so much racial tension, and it's really irritating. It's irritating. Every other day, somebody non-black is calling Obama a monkey, or calling his wife a monkey.
Let me tell you something.
Go ahead.
What's that dude's name? Zimmerman? He started all this shit.
Oh, yeah, that motherfucker, yeah.
That motherfucker started
all this shit. Once he did that whole shit to Trayvon Martin, then the whole shit in Chicago happened.
Mm-hmm.
All that, it was like a trickle effect. It just,
I agree.
You know what I think it is? I think it's part racism when it comes to, in general, with Twitter and social media. And I think another part of it is people think it's funny. Like, it's funny.
Right.
Like, they try to be cute. You know, like, most of these people that are on Twitter, they're not as tough and rough as they seem they are. You know, they think, oh, yeah, you know, I'm big and bad because I'm hiding behind an egg. So, and, you know, I'm douchebag McGee, you know, 1980, and I'm going to, you know, spew these thoughts because I can't say it to no one's face because I have no balls. So, you know, it's, they think it's just it's cute and it's funny, but it's not. All right? You know, there's other, you know, like when we're, like, for example, I'm on Twitter. I'm doing promotion for Dollhouse Radio. Hello, Dollhouse Radio, at Dollhouse_radio on Twitter. And I do stuff like that about the shows and, you know, certain thoughts here and there. But I would never put out stuff like, first of all, I don't have a hateful part of my soul like that. I'm not a racist or nothing like that. And second of all, I don't spew out just anything like these people do. Like, they spew out, you know, what type of shit they took this morning. Like, come on, you're like, really? Like, who gives a fuck? Yeah. You know, just, it should be what it's supposed to be about. It's supposed to be with social media, you're just putting, you know, whatever type of business you're into and so on and so forth. And to me, like, things like Facebook should be, like, for your friends and family, not, like, spewing other dumb shit. But anyway, I digress on that. Enough of that.
So you have a lot of people who are basically just, I think, just like to say stuff to piss people off. And
yeah.
I'm just kind of over the monkey comment, and I just like to say that. I'm just over it. Like, he's not a monkey, she's not a monkey. I heard so many people disrespect. I've never heard, it's been so many presidents before of the Obamas, and so many people are disrespectful to them. It's like they're the most hated couple that's been president. And the first lady, they're the most hated. Because why? Because they're black. And it's crazy that you keep
because
hearing these racist comments.
That's why,
because
they're black.
That's the bottom line, unfortunately.
It's the bottom line.
But let's be honest, right? Name a first lady that was more as active or more active than Michelle Obama. Don't worry, I'll wait.
It was never one.
Thank you.
It was never one. No.
Thank you.
Oh,
wait,
we might be able to give a little bit of credit. What was her name? Jackie Onassis?
That's true.
Yes, I was about to say her.
True.
We might be able to give her some credit.
True that. How about Hillary a little bit? Is she?
No, I got to say Hillary. Hillary, you know damn well Hillary
was
the one.
You like Hillary. You like Hillary because she was a G, and she stayed with her nigga after he embarrassed the dog shit out of her.
That's true.
That's why we like her.
Yeah, that's true. But out of those three women.
She didn't do nothing worth talking about. Let's be real. Unless we talk about after Bill, like, he was done, and then here she go talk about, I want to be Secretary of State. You know what I'm saying? That's the only time she really came out really making her name known. Other than that, she wasn't nothing but the wife of the man who got his who jizzed on the dress.
Yeah, what's her name? The bitch in the back with the dress. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
I
want to know who the cleaners was that was supposed to take care of that dress because them niggas did not take care of that shit. They just still had the stain on the bitch. What kind of cleaners are you?
Yeah, so
I would have took the DNA off the dress. I would have been the one. I'm sorry, y'all. I would have scrubbed a little bit of that DNA off and sold it.
I would have sold it on eBay.
I'm telling y'all, I would have sold that for $1.2 million and 63 cents. I would have sold it.
Hey, you know what? There's some rich people that spend money on dumber shit than that.
Yep, I'm telling you,
so why not?
Some old crusty, crazy ass would have bought it.
Here's a crumbled cum napkin that Bill Clinton used. $5 million.
Oh, don't do it.
I'm telling y'all, don't send me the dress. The cum will be off. I'll scrape all of it off.
let's make some money up at this motherfucker for Dollhouse.
Somebody might want to snort it or something. I don't know. anyways, guys. I want to talk about Amarose real quick. Miss O'D, what do you feel like? Cause are you tired of her? Are you
I'm not tired of her. I'm not tired of her. I feel bad for her. I feel like she's in a state where she's like, she don't know what to do. She wants her family back, but she's trying to put on this big front. You've seen the Instagram post. No matter what, I always love you. You my baby daddy, and we'll always have this connection because I popped your pick me out. You read it. But I think that, I think deep down inside, she is hurt. She don't know what to do. But I also think if some dude came around showing her the attention that she was looking for, she would say, Wiz Khalifa who?
Let Eddie Murphy take her out for a cup of coffee.
Who do you think would be? Like, who would be like that next top dude to step in there?
Eddie Murphy.
After that,
I think Charlie Murphy would be funnier. Charlie Murphy. Amber Rose. Oh, that'd be great. Oh, that'd be awesome.
Nah, she needs to mess with an athlete at this point. She needs to leave the musicians alone. She needs to go to Carrie Hilson route. She needs to go get her athlete or something, some football player, some track runner, or some shit.
She went and got her athlete, and she set her ass down. She ain't made an album.
Exactly. She gave up on the Pretty Girl Rock and all that shit.
Interesting. Yeah, I agree. I think it's just screaming out for I wish. My freaking life was back to where it was, as far as when it was happy, when it was happier. Because, she's a human being just like all of us,
Yes.
So unfortunately, she's just going, she has to put up the front because, you don't want to show, when someone's overdoing stuff like that, they're really hiding how they really are,
Exactly.
When someone's laughing outside, they're really crying inside.
And she's going through it right now, especially because they try to portray her as a bad mother. And
oh, that's ridiculous.
When
you're at the strip club at 3 in the morning and it's a Monday.
I saw something on Instagram. It was so true. It was some dude put up a post of Pamela Anderson.
Uh-huh.
And they were like, do we forget that this is the same woman that went about places always showing her ass, did a sex tape with her husband, was all over the internet, and we haven't heard shit about her children growing up having issues. Why? Because she did what she had to do as a mother, and those things are separate. Yes, it doesn't mean that your child isn't going to find out, but if you parent properly, it will not affect your child. I'm a firm believer of that.
No,
personally.
It won't.
Totally agree.
It won't.
Yeah,
because
just,
your work should never come home with you.
Right, and I think it's the problem that they trying to portray her like she's so fucked up. But listen, that's what she did to get her money. She's taking care of her child. She's doing what she has to do. That's her work. That's what she does on the side. It's just like, India, if you were to have a baby, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're not going to put your baby on fucking set with you. Like, come here, watch mommy work. You know what I'm saying? You go keep the baby with the baby need to be.
Right. No, I was going to say the same thing.
I do feel bad
because I know many porn star mothers, and they are the best mothers.
Yes,
their porno life has nothing to do with their personal life.
They overcompensate because they know what they're doing could potentially harm their child. So
that's
they try to overcompensate and be a super Brady Bunch mom.
Right.
I hear that show.
Yep. That's true.
I never liked
that's
that
true.
Show.
I want to get back to
corny.
Do you guys notice? Because we mentioned Eddie Murphy earlier. Because he's engaged now again.
Again to who?
Yes, he's engaged to the white girl that he's been taking. He had to take it to 200 coffee lunches, and then do y'all notice that let me tell you something. I think Eddie Murphy is a pimp. Let me tell you why I think he's a pimp.
Okay.
Because he don't take not man. Chick to lunch. They going to have a cup of coffee, and she might get cream. She ain't getting no sugar. She ain't getting no vanilla. You going to get coffee. That's it. No donuts, no Twinkies, coffee. Have you ever seen them take a girl to lunch? I'm just asking y'all. Everybody go to coffee. Everybody's getting coffee. You want coffee? So I just noticed that. He's engaged with the white girl now. So they're playing.
Is she like a model or something? Like, you know any, like, what
Listen,
is she?
Listen, no, Starbucks is the key to the white girl's soul. You better cut it out. Starbucks get your keys to the city with snow bunnies. You bugging.
Well, he better not he better not pregnant her like homegirl, that English chick, you know, that black English chick like he
Oh,
did.
Mel B?
With Gary Spice, yeah.
Gary Spice.
And again, I don't blame him. Oh, my God. Jesus Christ.
He paid child support, though. He paid child support. So
I would pay it, too, if I hit up a woman that looked like that. Oh, my God.
If
no problem.
I had Eddie Murphy as a baby daddy, that would be beautiful. Okay?
If that was to happen,
yeah, I can't front. He does make some pretty babies. I ain't gonna front.
He do. Not only that,
you know what's creepy?
Not only that, he don't have to come home. He can stay wherever he at. Date this white girl. He just gonna keep paying. That's great. Just send
that
chick.
I remember when it hit me that I'm getting older. When I saw one of his daughters was already grown, I'm like, oh my God, this is.
Oh yeah.
I feel weird.
That's that one that does the Dark and Lovely commercials.
Oh my God, I'm like.
Yep.
I just saw him in Delirious like 25 years ago. What the fuck happened? Oh my God. And I'm like, wow. Yes. Wow, she is cute though. I ain't gonna lie. Oh my God. Holy
yeah, I'm gonna need them to keep on clothes. Don't give it up so fast. Keep clothes on. Eddie Murphy's daughters, Bria, y'all keep those clothes on. Don't give it up so fast. You gotta go to stage before you get to the safety stage.
Gotta play it. Yeah, you gotta play the game, and I think if Adair had that option and had that chance, Adair would tell me, "Well, it was nice knowing you, James."
Oh yeah, nice knowing you, James. See y'all later.
It was fun.
Bye, motherfuckers.
Yeah, my.
I'm going for coffee with Eddie Murphy.
I'm going to Bubble Hill.
No, but I want to get into our topic tonight. We're going to talk real quick. James, can you cue up a song? We're going to go into break. We're going to take a quick break. Come back with our topic. I want to talk about, now this is going to be a little bit off, but I want to talk about, okay, because since we talk about porn on the show, okay, here we go.
Yes.
What do you guys, you hear so many porn stars, our porn girls, or bitches who fuck on screen, period. They say they're porn stars. Who do you think should be called? Who should be called a porn star and who shouldn't? Because I think that it should not. It should be in a book, the porn book of knowledge, that everybody should not be able to call themselves a damn porn star. Who should be a porn star? Who should
don't
be
you
a
have
porn star?
Don't you have to have intercourse on film and paid for it in order to be classified as a porn star?
That's what I thought. But nowadays...
Okay.
You got people, well, we're going to come back and we're going to talk about it. So we're going to take a quick break and we're going to talk about it. You guys make sure you don't go nowhere. We'll be right back. Dollhouse Radio.
He's going to be addressing some comments that he made on Friday regarding...
I'm
damn song that damn low. That song went on for 5 minutes and 68 hours. Nobody want to hear that song that damn low.
It was actually a little over 3 minutes, including the other song combined, made it over 5 minutes.
Who the hell was that, the Gap Band? Nobody want to hear that.
Ah, stop it. What's wrong with that?
Do you know I was saying the same thing over here? Like, nobody want to hear that shit. What is that?
Right. What the hell? You're going to fire your ass. Your ass going to be fired tonight. You fired, Craig.
I'm not
fired.
I was trying to find the right song. I couldn't find it. I'm not fooling with the boys.
Nobody want to hear that damn song. You could have
played
it.
You brought back memories with that one.
Oh, so see, there you go.
Right. What the hell?
So
I was over here doing the WAP and the Runner Man. Nobody want to do the WAP and the Runner Man.
No, why not? Let's bring it back.
Now, when you talk about Amber Rose.
Well, that's true.
Anyways, threw me off. That just made me dry. I'm not even wet no more. I'm just dry.
Ah, damn it. I screwed up. Oh, man.
Oh, gosh. Anyways. Oh, gosh. So,
wait a minute. I heard that.
Yes, exactly. That's you. Play it again. That's you. Here go you. This is you.
Yeah.
That's you. That's how everybody feel when you play that bullshit.
Anyway. So why is it on the list?
I don't know who the hell put that on the list. I showed him put it on the list.
Well, it's on my list. Well, it's not me. That's all I got to say. It wasn't me. Like Eddie Murphy said, it wasn't me.
It's just instrumental drive-in music. Something.
Anyway,
we're going to move on. Okay, so before the break, I asked my co-host, who should be considered a porn star? Because these days, everybody is considered a porn star. You have girls who have done 2.1 movies, and she's like, on her Twitter, she'll put porn star or adult film star, such and such, and you never heard of her. So
that's
I want to hear, James, what do you think, what makes a porn star? Who is a porn star? What would be a porn star?
Well, besides you, obviously, of course. Somebody who has some sort of longevity, somebody who has a great following that brings in money.
Word.
And is beautiful, obviously, and definitely has a lot of show power.
You don't have to be beautiful. Some people like them roughneck looking bitches.
No, it's true.
I'm thinking of one right now. Go ahead.
And basically making a name for themselves. Like they're doing other things, you know what I'm saying? Like I think it's used very loosely nowadays. Because as you say, you know, the golden era, which you know, it's actually kinda
the
true.
The golden era
is kinda true. It was more exclusive. It was an exclusive club. Not just any chick could be knocking on the door and be saying, oh, can I join you? No.
If I can't Google your name, you are not a motherfucking porn star. You are a porn is what you are.
Like, what I do is, if I look up a so-called porn, you know, I wouldn't even say porn star, but some sort of adult
a porn performer,
and I look up and I don't know who the hell you are and you don't have that much, like, star power, I just be polite and say, you're an adult performer. You know, you're an adult entertainer. You're not a porn star. Because to me, porn star, that's like a next enchilant. That's like the next level. That's not, it shouldn't be just thrown like that, like everywhere. You know what I'm saying? It used to mean more. I feel, anyway, because I've been watching for 10 billion years. So I know. I know.
The porn industry used to be like the Illuminati. You could not get in. I don't care who you are. You couldn't pay to get in.
It
used to be very small. If you notice, the same guys, the same girls, that's why people like, it's always the same people because that's how they were. They were very exclusive of who they let in. And I think now you got every bitch down the street want to be a porn star, and they're in there, you know, and it's so flooded. So every girl now, she makes 3 movies, she thinks she's a porn star. And then they wonder when they go to AVN and the other shows, if you notice, what you guys will see this year, this next year coming up, when we're there, that these chicks don't get noticed. AVN don't even know who they are.
It's okay to be humble. It's okay to say I am a porn enthusiast. It is okay to say that I'm trying to make my name out here. Don't just come out the fucking gate on some, like, I'm the best that ever did it. I'm the star bitch. What? Don't do that. Don't do that. Be humble. It's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. In fact, you get further with humble pie than you do with arrogance.
Right. That's right. Because then you don't look stupid. Because nobody, if everybody's saying, who? When you say who, when they keep mentioning your name, you're like, who?
Who?
Ain't nobody heard of you.
Huh? Huh?
Coco, man.
I might sit down and cry somewhere if I thought I was a porn star. And nigga said, who? I might, listen,
who?
I might be Marsha Brady for the rest of my life if that was the case.
You go Google it. You go Google it.
You tell me you don't know who I am? I'm sitting here sucking and spreading it. You don't know me?
Google, you gonna put your name in Google. Google say who?
Google say who? Who?
Who?
Who
told you who? Come on.
Come on.
Who's that? No.
Who? That's what should. So that's what should happen. Like when you Google a chick's name that she claims to be a whole star. You know how it makes. You know, there's a woman automated voice. That's what should happen. Who? Do that. Huh?
Oh God.
What you say?
So we have given you guys, let me give you guys a breakdown. What I think a porn star is somebody who has basically been in the industry a certain amount of time, and she has contributed to the porn industry, meeting with countless of legend-type movies. She's worked with some of the best of the best. She has gotten awards. She has been nominated, recognized. These bitches ain't been none of that. You ain't got recognized. You ain't even been on the cover by yourself. How are you a porn star and every box cover you on, you got 15 other bitches in the back. You are not a damn porn star. That's not a porn star.
She be like, I'm the one in the back corner winking at you with the cum shot in my left eye. That's me.
You see my movie? You see I was on there with like 30 other girls, but I was the one at the top.
Yeah, I was going to say, I was the one in the middle.
Listen, I went into a store about a month ago. Indy, you did your thing, bitch. I went into a store about a month ago. And I said, oh, is this a problem? Oh, shit. What happened? That was the best day ever. Let me tell you, I took a picture and I sent it to Heaven Hollywood. And I said, look, nigga, she made it. Nigga, she made it.
What did you see? What did you see?
It was. I think it was one of those like replicas of your vagina.
Oh my god!
My nigga, you made it.
I hope you getting royalties on that.
I'm in there.
Google is not saying who for India Morale. That is for damn sure.
Oh my gosh, I am so embarrassed.
Don't be embarrassed. Kudos to you. Don't be embarrassed at all.
I'm so proud.
When they made a damn doll replica, and my friend takes her ass to the adult store one day thinking it's funny, and she going to go buy the damn doll and sit me in the house and on her bed, dress me up every day, and take pictures of it.
That's hilarious.
Listen, you made it, bitch. You can officially, you are a porn star. Can't nobody tell you motherfucking different.
All right, take
Thank
that
you.
Tell them other bitches, when your pussy's in the motherfucking adult shop, then we can motherfucking talk business. Other than that, you are not a porn star.
And that's another huge point. Yeah, because if you don't have nothing like that, then take that star away from your porn.
Until somebody makes a mold of your genitalia, bitch, you don't mean shit.
Yeah, you'd be like, Adrian, I did it.
Oh, God. Oh, God, I'm so
Word.
Top of the world, Ma. Yes.
I'm on top of the world, Mama.
Mama, why don't you talk to me?
I want to thank my family for this award. Can y'all imagine when you go to, if y'all ever, I don't know if y'all been to AVN, but when the people get up on the stage, I said, when the first time I went, I said, please don't let these people get up on the stage and thank God, or don't thank like your mama. And then you know it's going to be some crazy white girl. She get up on the stage. I want to thank all my family and everybody. My mom, I wouldn't be here if it was. bitch, you just
Why?
Got the dick.
Why?
Was
it directing your movie? Was it directing your videos, bitch? Why? Why you thinking that?
What did you say, nigga?
They're telling your family what you do. You know what they're telling your family you do? They're telling your family that you work in sales. That's what they're telling your family, bitch. Shut the fuck up.
You big dummy.
My mama told me, she said, when you go out there to Vegas and you go to that damn AV in the woods, don't thank me. Please don't thank me. My mama, don't you thank me. Don't you embarrass me.
You imagine,
my mom don't play that. Oh, God.
Imagine it was like a real serious moment, and they go up to her, and the winner is so-and-so, and then you know, you hear this woman, you know, you're like, I'd like to thank my family and my friends for giving me this opportunity.
No, wait. Oh,
my God.
Wait.
West Coast, I love you. Thank you for getting
wait,
embraces.
Wait,
I love
wait.
You so much. Thank you, everybody. Thank you. Oh, thank you so much. Oh.
Right, okay, turn it down. Play it again and turn it down. I'm going to do another one.
I've been there several times and this happens.
Go ahead.
Okay, hold on.
Here we go. I got the best anal award. I'm so happy to be here today. If it wasn't for you guys, I would not be here. I got gangbanged by all those guys. It was 535. And I'm so happy to be here. My vagina still hurts, but it's okay.
Shut up!
Oh, my God. Yes. Anyway, guys.
Hey, Miss O.D., you want to play this game, Fat Violin?
Oh, God.
I want to thank her. Without God, this wouldn't be possible. I would show my vagina into the entire world and people cockied all over.
Oh, my God.
I never got girls who do gangbangs because, just think about it.
I never got into that, to be honest.
If you was a guy, would you want to be the last guy after 532?
Hell no. I don't want to be the second guy.
Yeah.
I don't want to be the second guy. I want to be the first guy.
I'm pretty sure them niggas was thinking, as long as there's any more around, nigga, I could be first, I could be 30th, I could be 99, as long as I get a mother.
That's a good point. Yeah, maybe you're right.
Well, I ain't doing no damn gangbang. That's not on my menu. I don't do no gangbang. Oh, no. Mm-mm. I'm here for the gangbang.
What's that bus they rode around in? The bang bus? What do they call that?
The Bang Brothers. Bang Brothers.
The Bang Brothers.
Bang Brothers. Yeah.
Can you imagine pulling up next to one of them shits at a red light? Can you imagine?
Yo. Oh, God. I think it's stopped by the police. That's so weird. Oh, God.
Right? Yeah. Sure they work it out, though. Be like, I'll let you get a bang for free if you let me walk. Nigga, don't give me a ticket.
Right.
I'll suck a dick.
We'll give you a blowjob. Blowjob on that. who gonna turn down a blowjob? I'm just saying. Anyway,
I'm gonna take the blowjob and still give your ass a ticket.
Right.
No,
I want to thank my whole entire cast, Miss OD, James standing in for Heaven Hollywood. Ari will be back next week. We love you guys so much. We're here every Saturday, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Dollhouse Radio, Hot Sugar. We love you guys. Yes. Bye.
Give us a call.
Yeah, ladies and tomatoes, everybody.
Ain't
happy Saturday.
Like, everybody.
Here you go.
Oh,
yes.
Here you go with that dumbass song.
Woo-hoo, yeah. Boy, I can't think of one good song. I got one.
What up? This is Heroin, and you're listening to I'm So Hood. You heard it first only on Dollhouse Radio.